Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Hello, friends. Welcome inside the Riverland Roofing Studios, my little house right here in my hand, Riverland Roofing. Powering everything we do here at Talk of Champions. Talk of Champions is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. And the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and a fleet of on three. Welcome inside a Monday, June 9th edition of Talk of Champions. Thanks to all of you watching on YouTube, watching live. I plan to start doing these more regularly as far as live 9 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, and probably Friday, and then mix in other Talk of Champions podcasts, be it recruiting with Billy and Body or guests like Bradley Sow, whoever might be. Moving forward. So getting kind of things settled here in the summer, preparing for football on the way. It's a new week. What's happening in Ole Miss sports? I've got three things today I'm paying most attention to that I'm going to run through some intel as far as Ole Miss football, some stuff I've gleaned from the Manning Center, some recruiting as well. And then the rev share piece that came down over the weekend in regards to big picture issues with college football. We'll touch on all of it in this edition of Talk of Champions. Again, I am Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter, and you can check out all my stuff all the time at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and a fleet of on three. And if you sign up today, you can get a subscription for as low as $1. And all we do all day, every day, is write stories about your Ole Miss Rebels, talk on podcasts about your Ole Miss Rebels, and have a constant conversation on our Ole Miss Spirit message board, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On3 every single day talking about Ole Miss. So come hang out with us. We'd love to have you. Thank you for joining me on Talk of Champions. Again, always thanks to Riverland, Billy Landis and company over there. Man, they've been so huge for me the last handful of years, and what a fun time we had at the celebrity Ole Miss softball game last week, the Riverland Roofing Party Deck, where Terrence Davis, it was a grainy video, but you can see it on YouTube. Just simply search Talk of Champions. The last podcast before this one was with Terrence Davis, all-time Ole Miss basketball great. He was in town and participated in that celebrity softball game. And it was really, it dated me. It made me feel really, really old because I get into the YouTube comment section on that video the next, or maybe just like not long after I posted it that night. I think it was Friday night or Thursday night when I was able to do it. After I did the cut up of my truck, getting absolutely pelted by Will Allen home runs, Ben Van Cleve home runs. I posted the Terrence Davis interview, and the first question or the first comment under the YouTube video was, "Who is Terrence Davis? I have never felt so old." Are we really that far removed now that we don't even know who Terrence Davis is? This man was still playing basketball for Ole Miss in 2018, took Ole Miss back to the NCAA tournament, and he returned to Ole Miss for the Celebrity Softball Game. Is the only NBA presence Ole Miss basketball has right now. So my thanks to Terrence. Go check that out. It was really cool to catch up with him. He's now got two kids. He's married, been married for 3 years now. A lot of good things happen in his life. So, man, Terrence Davis has been such a blessing. But thank you again for joining me for Talk of Champions on this Monday morning, June 9th. First, some intel from the Manning Center. Some Taryn Perkins, the Ole Miss linebacker, is full go. It's confirmed. It's done. He's working out without any limitations. Because if you remember, he missed all of spring football practices with a labrum injury. And here's the thing about some Taryn Perkins, man. Ole Miss is replacing over 70% of his starting lineup on both sides of the ball. And that sounds scary. You're like, wow, well, how is this going to be a team that, wins 10 games against, considering this is the same program that has won 10 games or more in three out of the last 4 years? You're replacing over 70% of your starting lineup. How do you do that? Well, Ole Miss is going to do its best with one, another dominant transfer class, another top three transfer class, but also still some returning guys, very productive guys, especially on the defensive side, led by Santarin Perkins, who is listed as a linebacker, but more of a hybrid edge linebacker type, tied for the Ole Miss lead in sacks and tackles for loss last year. The biggest piece, the face of Ole Miss's defense this year, along with TJ Dottery. And yeah, I've seen him. He's full go. There are no more limitations. And that is obviously a huge, huge sign as Ole Miss goes about its offseason program, which is now underway. Ole Miss is reported. They are on campus. Players are on campus. That includes five-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham. We're going to talk about the wide receivers in just a second. And a host of others, including running back, freshman running back, four-star running back, Shakai Mills-Knight, who, like Caleb Cunningham, signed in that 2025 class. And, yeah, he's every bit his listed 6'3". Got great height. I don't know if he's quite 220 like he's listed or like we've heard, but he's definitely well put together, and he's certainly going to make an impact or push in this room very, very early. Kewan Lacy had a great spring, the transfer from Missouri. And Logan Diggs, I've seen Logan Diggs. He's finally looking healthy. There are no more limitations on him either. He's doing awful workout stuff in the locker. I mean, in the locker room, weight room, and also the on-field voluntary instruction stuff with his teammates. So all good reporting, good reports as far as the health, overall health of Ole Miss football. And again, what a collection of wide receivers Ole Miss currently has. Which now include has only been made stronger by the addition of Caleb Cunningham. Caden Lee, from my vantage point, from everything I've seen and heard, unquestionably the leader of the group, if not the leader of the offense. SEC Media Days is coming up in July. I will be there. If you're coming, I think Ole Miss is on that Monday, so your stay won't be particularly long. Come hang out with me and Billy and Body on Radio Row. We'll be there. You just look for the Riverland and Ole Miss Spirit signage, and that'll be us talking to players and coaches from all 16 SEC teams as we prepare for the 2025-26 season. And I have no doubt that one of those three will be Caden Lee, Ole Miss wide receiver. I mean, he is the one willing and offering up to be that leader, both in press conferences, in the locker room itself, on and on and on. I think the world of Caden Lee, man, he's done a tremendous, tremendous job with all the new of kind of trying to bring it together, blend it all together. His production obviously speaks for itself. He's Ole Miss's returning leader in catches and receiving yards. Also the right hand of Austin Simmons. If you see one, you're probably going to see the other. And he's a rallier of his teammates in the weight room. So Caden Lee is definitely going to go to SEC Media Days. Think the world of him. Think he's certainly showing leadership qualities, as is Santarin Perkins, who's more of a quieter type than Caden Lee. But the good thing with Sonny P, as we call him here on Talk of Champions, powered as always by Riverland Roofing, Sonny P, is that he's healthy, because he wasn't healthy at all for the spring. But I saw some of the wide receivers in particular voluntary field work last week. Ole Miss was in shorts and shirts, but Caden Lee was in the slot, flanked by Penn State transfer wide receiver Harrison Wallace, who I think is going to be an absolute stud. I really do. He was great in the spring, made play after play, talking to coaches and just getting their overall view. And this is not in any way diminishing like other transfer guys that came in. They're excited about all of them. But Harrison Wallace has gotten steady plaudits ever since he arrived in the spring from Penn State. And he was flanked to the right of Caden Lee at the Z, just as he was in the spring. We expect him to be come the fall. And DeJon Stribling, the Oklahoma State transfer, was out wide to his left at the X. Caleb Cunningham is insane, as an insane size for a wide receiver. If you walked into the Ole Miss weight room here and now today and looked around and I said to you, all right, friend, pick out the best Ole Miss defensive lineman. Who you think an Ole Miss defensive lineman is? And there would be some obvious ones, like Xavier Harris is a monster. But standing right there next to him and not being dwarfed at all by the biggest human being you'll probably ever see in Xavier Harris is Caleb Odom, who doesn't look like a wide receiver at all. The only question is can he take it out there and become that superstar that Ole Miss thinks he could be, a former four-star wide receiver that Ole Miss picked up from Alabama. Alabama's wide receivers weren't particularly they weren't the same collection of superstars and didn't put on that same kind of superstar collective effort that we're used to seeing, at least in modern Alabama history, as a full collective of wide receivers. Yeah, you got the Ryan Williams love and all that kind of stuff, but it wasn't the same. Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper, Julio Jones, pick your guys. Xavier, I mean, there's so many different guys that have come through and been in the same room together. This wasn't that same Alabama room, and Caleb Cunningham didn't do much. So there is something to prove there, but physically it's insane. He looks just like a left tackle. He looks like a starting edge. He's bigger than Santarin Perkins, who, again, last season for Ole Miss and now healthy. Santarin, I mean, he missed all of spring with the labrum injury, but he tied for the team lead in tackles for loss and sacks, and Caleb dwarfs him. So it's pretty fascinating to watch how Ole Miss's wide receivers come together. And I was telling a friend of mine after seeing some work in this volunteer work how I'm not convinced, and I don't want it to sound homery, and I don't want people to think that I'm trying to blow smoke up your ear, because I'm not. But this wide receiver group all put together, in my opinion, looks stronger than last year's group. Now, if we're judging purely on talent and as long as they're all healthy and all those things, then obviously last year's group has an argument. But Juice Wells wasn't necessarily what Ole Miss needed him to be, not until the Gator Bowl and on a consistent basis. And Trey Harris, one of the very best wide receivers in all of college football, has been an injury concern. So this group right here, man, I'm really excited about them. Cody Camp says, howdy, Toddy, love your work, Ben. Thank you, Cody. Appreciate you. If you have a question, comment, go to YouTube, drop them in the comments, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, an affiliate of On Three. I'm going to be looking on my message board occasionally, see if anybody's got some things popping up, questions they want to ask, like 38804 Reb. Is Clem returning or any smoke to him going to ECU? So the question is, there's some questions about Mike Clement, Ole Miss baseball hitting coach, good friend of the program here on Talk of Champions, whether he's going to return as Ole Miss hitting coach. Everything I've gathered so far in the last handful of days, I don't anticipate any staff changes. The ECU would make some sense. There's the connection with Cliff Godwin, former Ole Miss hitting coach, and he returned to his alma mater years ago. They were back in the NCAA tournament again this year, always pushing for Omaha as ECU. I haven't heard that very strongly, I'll just simply say, and I don't anticipate, at least right now, on June 9th at 9:11 a.m. I don't think Ole Miss is going to have any staff changes. I would be surprised, at least. But certainly there's talks about how Ole Miss can bounce back and use this, or they did have the bounce back season, but use this tough postseason the way it ended, and Murray State being the only four seed still alive in the tournament coming out of the Ole Miss Oxford Regional. That's a bad taste in your mouth. In order to build on that, I think one of the things a lot of people want to know is if there's going to be any staff changes. I think what's important for them right now is this portal and attacking it. And at the end of the day, that's where if this was just a stepping stone year or a building block year after two disastrous years, then so be it. Go to work, and next year then you're competing for super regionals. Otherwise, you're having the same conversations this time next year that you seemingly always have under Mike Bianco. And that's a long way of saying I don't think any changes are coming. It wouldn't surprise me at all, but I'm just not hearing that very solidly. So thank you for that. Cody Camp, I agree. This wide receiver room will produce more than last season, I believe. Solid all the way around. All the way around. And I've got some notes here because, like I said, I'm going through some Ole Miss football intel as I give you three things on this Monday that I'm most paying attention to in Ole Miss sports this week. Traylon Ray, a transfer wide receiver from West Virginia, is healthy and going through without any limitations, the strength conditioning program. He was limited all spring. He's got a good look to him. as does, of course, Harrison Wallace and Deshaun Stribling. Deuce Alexander made some big-time plays in the spring, backing up Caden Lee in the slot. And I would say he's at worst the number two slot and is going to certainly get some run with Ole Miss in this offense, because I remember vividly some particularly flashy catches for Deuce Alexander during the spring. You know, I'm showing you a little Ole Miss spring football. There we go. Showing you a little, some highlights there on my right. These are the offensive linemen. I didn't see a lot of them, but this is a good football team, man. What I learned by watching them and going to the IPF is, while they are losing a lot, this staff, Kelvin Bolden, Lane Kiffin, and then this staff has really done a good job, or did a good job, of building out the roster, being very methodical with the roster. The roster building goes all the way up until August now, and they didn't just go try to sign the number one guys everywhere, and they were very smart with their money. They had to be very judicious with their money. They had to spread it out because they had a lot of roster spots to fill. There you see Deuce Alexander, number 11. And I think they've really done well, or did well, to address those needs and give themselves a real chance next year. I think, according to ESPN's FBI, they're number 13 in the country as far as national championship odds for next season. A lot of it has to do, of course, with the quarterback you're seeing right there, Austin Simmons, and these wide receivers like Caden Lee, number 19, like Deshaun Stribling there, number one. What Ole Miss gets out of these new wide receivers will play a big part of it, but after watching them, I think it's no doubt. This group is talented. Payne Bell says, good morning from Clinton. Good morning, Payne. Thanks for hanging in with me. Yeah, I think they're a talented, talented group, more talented than last year, more depth of talent, and I'm excited to see Caleb Cunningham get in there, mix in there as well, because Winston Watkins, number 16, playing in the slot, made play after play after play for Ole Miss in the spring and looked really, really good. So those wide receivers in my time at the Manning Center last week, checking some things out, looking at some things, those wide receivers really stuck out, really impressed me, just as the physical stature of freshman offensive lineman Devin Harper really impressed me. If Lane Kiffin and staff have missed in scouting and development at any one position in 6 years, it's the offensive line. That's a fair statement to make. It's been few and far between the list of players. The list is puny that they've developed and turned into a guy. It's always been really transfers to come in and supplement a roster that they already had. And a lot is riding, I think, on Devin Harper as far as, oh, this has got to make some tough decisions because this has been their blind spot. Now, having offensive linemen come up through the system and develop for 2 or 3 years. Bryson Sanders is a huge example of this too. They need Bryson Sanders to be their starting center, just like they need Devin Harper, who they legitimately pulled from Louisiana over LSU, which is really, really hard to do traditionally in recruiting. It's been almost impossible to pull any in-state kid LSU wants from Louisiana. And Ole Miss did that with Devin Harper, a great player. And I saw him physically, very impressive. And a lot is riding on him in terms of scouting and development, being a player that becomes a player for Ole Miss, hopefully as soon as his true freshman season. Ole Miss needs him in games as early as 2025. Probably going to play some guard, but I could see him growing into a tackle. He looks like he's ready-made. Can he get on the field? How quickly he gets on the field? All those things remain to be seen. But from a physical standpoint, I was kind of shocked with how ready-made he looked. There was a different caliber of offensive lineman. Now, he wasn't Laramie Tunsil. Laramie Tunsil looked better than everybody from day one. But Devin Harper looks the part, certainly. Now, on the defensive side, going back to it, I've talked about Santarian Perkins here on Talk of Champions, how he's healthy. Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Thanks to them. They've been great to me. Show them your support, 662-644-4297. Back to the defensive side, Santarian Perkins, as we talked about, he's healthy. His fellow linebacker, less of a hybrid. I should cut off this YouTube video now. He's less of a hybrid, obviously. He's more of a traditional linebacker than Santarian. But TJ Dottery didn't practice at all in the spring. He was out. He was in a black non-contact jersey. If anything, there was some concern because of some injury stuff with him. Whether or not, whether there's something more serious going on. No, Ole Miss just rested him in the spring after a arduous, difficult, physical sophomore year where he played the most football of his life. They wanted to rest him for the spring because he's one of those few returning guys, as we've been talking about here. So TJ didn't play a lot. Cody Camp wants to know, where do you see Caleb Cunningham fit into the offense his freshman season? I think the first thing he does is he comes in and just tries to get acclimated. Ole Miss puts no expectations on him. I don't think you're going to hear any Lane Kiffin say anything about him, really. He's going to say he looks great. He's working hard and all those things. He's going to praise him, but he's not going to say the things like he said with Aiden, because Aiden seemed like his can't miss gets, and now he's at Mississippi State. So I think Lane and all of Caleb's Ole Miss teammates, all his coaches, they're going to play it down publicly what he could be, but don't let anyone fool you. This is as good a wide receiver prospect as it gets. And if he gets in here and does what Ole Miss thinks, he's going to be playing in games very, very early, as early as the season opener. And I think Ole Miss has plans for him in the slot. And they're going to use a lot of wide receivers all the time. I bet they're four wide, you know, the vast majority of their time. And in that scenario, Winston Watkins and Caleb Cunningham in one slot and Caden Lee in the other, with DeJean Stribling and Harrison Wallace split out wide, with Caleb Odom coming in and subbing in to get 50-50 balls. That sounds pretty salty, right? But he also has positional versatility, does Caleb Cunningham, to where he looks a lot like what DeJean Stribling, like he would develop into what DeJean Stribling looks like now physically. And when you see DeJean Stribling and how he's put together and where Caleb is now as far as his developmental track, you can kind of see a similar track for him, a similar progression for him. So that's how I kind of see him fitting in. But talking about T.J. Dottery and the defense and those linebackers, we spoke about Sunterra and Perkins. T.J. didn't practice at all in the spring. Turns out they were just holding him out because he played a really physical, a lot of snaps, more snaps than ever as a sophomore. And he told me his goal, I mean, straight up told me his goal is to win the Butkus Award. Of course it is. I mean, you're the starting linebacker, one of the starting linebacker in the SEC for one of the better teams in the SEC, one of the more consistent programs in the SEC. I would be disappointed, TJ, if that wasn't what you were trying to do. But, yeah, he told me he's trying to win the Butkus, which is handed out annually to college football's best linebacker. And he looks like he's in a great place physically, just bouncing around the weight room, bouncing around voluntary workouts as far as on-field work. He looks like himself, where he was limited in the spring. And you're thinking, all right, is everything okay? No, T.J. Dottery's fine. He looks great. And if you remember, Ole Miss has had a Butkus Award winner. Do you know who it was? Of course you do. It was Patrick Willis. He won it in 2010, and P. Willie is now in Canton as an NFL Hall of Famer, and T.J. Dottery is wanting to follow in those footsteps. Devin Harper was a four-star 2025 signee, and so much is riding on his development as early as next season.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Flipping to the recruiting piece, the second thing of three things I'm most paying attention to this week in Ole Miss recruiting, Emmanuel Tucker. From my hometown, New Albany, Mississippi, a four-star offensive lineman for 2026. From everything I've gathered, he's down to LSU and Ole Miss, and he's supposed to be announcing a commitment on Friday. And of course, people want to know, Ben, you're in New Albany, go ask him what's going on with Emmanuel Tucker. He's already been committed once to Mississippi State. I told y'all that wasn't going to stick. He backed off that pledge last week. It's Monday. It's June 9th. It's 9:21 a.m. as I'm talking to you guys here on the Talk of Champions Podcast Network. Thank you for joining me on YouTube or the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3, however you're gathered here. Thank you for hanging out with me, man. And I'm going to try to do it more regularly. Every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be right here live on YouTube. So come hang out with me. And I'm hoping to make sure I do it every Friday, too. But, you know, working on some different stuff, building out the studio, too, at Riverland Roofing. I was showing y'all that this week. That is done this week. And we're going to have guests and all kinds of stuff physically at the studio there at Riverland, some post-game, pre-game stuff as well. Just a lot of fun stuff. We'll be doing some stuff in regards to the Manning Passing Academy. With all this, you know, with the Riverland studio up there in Oxford at Riverland Roofing, and as well as right here being live as often as we can, try to go live from the celebrity softball game, which I learned. I need two things still. One, a personal hotspot, like Starlink. I need the Elon Musk deal. I need a Starlink because I don't need to be relying on just Ole Miss's Wi-Fi anymore. My thanks to them. And then the second thing, don't park the BRT, my big stupid red truck, in the outfield of a home run derby. Rookie move. I should know better. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been in so many home run derbies, and I knew that. But my laziness got the better of me, and now I got to get a new windshield today after I get off this edition of Talk of Champions, powered, as always, by our friends at Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. All right, so Emmanuel Tucker on Friday supposed to be announcing his commitment. It's Monday. It's June 9th. It's 9:21:23 now. If you made me guess, he commits to LSU on Friday. And you're going to go, oh, here we go. But let me just put it this way. I can only put it in a very simple way and leave it at that. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But there are levels to these things here. Recruiting commitments also have never meant less. It never meant less than they do right now. It's all nonsense until November. And if you had to make me guess, yeah, LSU today, but I would be shocked if he ends up anywhere other than Ole Miss come National Signing Day in November. Now, as a person who writes stories about this stuff all year, I want you to stay plugged into the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3, but I'm also not going to blow smoke up your butt. You can ride that drama all year if you're asking me specifically about Emmanuel Tucker. I would say that he's going to end up an Ole Miss Rebel. But what about this weekend? Well, this weekend is June. Stuff happens. And a lot of the rev share piece and how recruiting is going to revert back to some traditional things, I think Emmanuel Tucker is going to be an Ole Miss Rebel. Regardless of what happens on Friday or any noise from now until November, that's going to be my answer. I don't care about it. I just know as well as I think I can. He's in my hometown. I've been doing this recruiting thing for a long time. That's my read on it as of today, right here and now. It could change. Of course it could. It's recruiting. And also, if he were to go to LSU, Ole Miss would just get him out of the portal next year. You know what I mean? If it's such a different dynamic now, but there's been a lot of questions about Emmanuel Tucker, especially on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate on three, saying, Ben, if Ole Miss doesn't get him, it's your fault, which I love. You know, just I'm responsible for my whole hometown now. Great. Just a little bit more pressure to put on these shoulders right now. I'm playing. I don't care. Blame me if you want to. Recruiting is stupid, and I think he's going to be an Ole Miss Rebel in the end. Ole Miss, I know, just absolutely loves him because they're prioritizing, especially with these next two classes, in-state prospects. Man, what two good classes it is. And I think they're the favorite for Jace Matthews. I think they're in a leading position for Xavier McDonald, a wide receiver from Morton. And they're the dark horse and should be taken seriously for Tristan Keyes. I didn't say I think they're flipping or grabbing Tristan Keyes, pulling him from LSU or whoever else comes in and offers him a bag. I'm saying Ole Miss is a legitimate dark horse and should be taken seriously for Tristan Keyes, just like Ole Miss will be in it and a finalist and favorite for Emmanuel Tucker all the way until November. And even if he commits on Friday to LSU, I still think he becomes an Ole Miss Rebel by November. So that's like the recruiting update, the intel from the Manning Center. Again, went over to campus. I've been busy, man. I had the celebrity softball thing. I had to go talk to some people at different spots on campus because I'm trying to give you all the information y'all want to know. The Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. And that's what I've kind of gathered as far as football and the recruiting piece. Now, as we wrap up on this morning. Thank you all again for joining me here on Talk of Champions and hanging out with me. Payne Bell said good morning from Clinton earlier. Clinton, Mississippi. See, I love this. Tell me where you're from. Tell me where you're coming from. Chat with me during these things. I'll be doing them again more regularly. Every Monday and Wednesday, I will be live at 9 a.m. on YouTube and the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fitted on 3. So go ahead and put it down on your calendars. Get notified if you need to. This is where I'll be, and it'll be so much better and more fun for me and more newsworthy, or certainly more juicy for you. That sounded weird. If you join me and ask me all these questions all the time, because I'm better when somebody like a Cody Camp goes, hey, Ben, I believe this wide receiver room will produce more than last year's too. So, hey, come and hang out with me. I'm going to try to do it, like I said, more than we've ever done it before. There's certainly a hunger for this, man, this live piece. And it's been fun. It's been fun to get it going. So stay locked into the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On 3. Now, the Rev Share piece, if you hadn't heard, over the weekend, last week, the House versus NCAA settlement finally was resolved. And I don't want to get people too confused right now. I don't want y'all to start asking the questions like, well, what is this, 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 and this. The bottom line is this. Let's stick to the basics. Here's what it means. Schools can pay athletes a percentage of their athletic revenue now. That's the answer. Ben, what does this mean? Schools can now pay athletes a percentage of their athletics revenue when they otherwise used to not be able to. And also the NCAA, which has been feckless and toothless since 2020, if not before then, get some actual enforcement responsibility back. Now, let's see what they're going to do with it. Let's see if they're going to be irresponsible. Let's see if they're going to be, choosy with who they go after, selective with their enforcement practices, because there's now a limit, or at least it goes to the clearinghouse. If it's $600 or more, it goes to the clearinghouse for review. Now, a lot of this isn't going to stick. This is just a first step. But college football is in the place of taking steps and not leaps right now. And I am, one, going to be one of those that just celebrates that there's something rather than nothing anymore. Because there has been nothing. It's been complete unfettered capitalism. And now they're at least trying to establish what this new professional league, that's what it is and what it's going to turn into in its final form, this professional league is going to look like under the new pay structure. There's still so much to kind of lay out and figure out, so much paperwork, so much legalese to put down. But for now, it at least gives schools, coaches, players, at least a little bit of a framework to follow. Because now you know that schools can pay athletes a percentage of their athletic revenue. It doesn't have to be taboo where, you could talk about it in certain circles and not. Everybody understands the assignment now, and now it's about the fairness of it all to everybody else. It doesn't solve everything. If anything, it creates more problems. But at least, again, Ole Miss, the NCAA, college sports, college football, most particularly, is actually taking steps. That's really, really encouraging. What one thing that jumped out to me, though, is I feel like we're going back in a lot of ways. Gary Parrish wrote about this recently, too, and I agree with him. You're going to see recruiting in a lot of ways go back to the old days of, like, the bag man culture, or, like, dropping a bag and blah, 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 blah. You're going to see the same jokes you used to see in 2015, and you're going to wonder if you've been put in a time machine and sent backwards. But I want to let everyone know all that stuff, you can do that. It's just capitalism. It's unfettered capitalism, and everyone agrees that all of that can be done. If you want to go give some money to a kid, you can do that. And you can write it off, too. There's ways to do it. And that's what's been scary about the new environment, scary about the new world, because there is no control, and now they're starting to take steps. So I'm, for one, going to celebrate. I expect it to be messy. But at least now there's some movement, and people aren't just sitting on their hands anymore. People in Indianapolis aren't just sitting on their hands and wondering, hey, is anybody going to do anything about this? Right? Here's some more highlights for you of Ole Miss football spring football practices. We talked about it all morning. I'm about to wrap this up. And I'm telling you, Austin Simmons, from a leadership standpoint, been phenomenal. And Caden Lee's been great too. But the rev share piece is very simple. The schools now can schools and all the bureaucracy from Indianapolis to Oxford to everywhere else can finally have a say in the matter. And I think that's good. It's going to be a mess. Harrison Wallace right there, number two, is going to be an absolute stud. Currently starting at Z opposite Dejon Stribling at X. This is a good football team, paid for by the hardworking hands of all of you, the Ole Miss fans, giving to the Grove Collective, giving to local businesses like Riverland Roofing, who are pouring back into the NIL space. Like, you can't even imagine the money that's going out there. And so it's nice to see there's a little bit of regulation of rules that still don't exist and we got to come up with here. But so far, to be able to get to this place is monumental, because college sports as we knew them is completely changed now. Completely changed. It's a professional league. You are now seeing two professional behemoths, the NFL and college football. And it took way too long to get to a basic starting point, but now they've actually gotten here. And yes, there's going to be some return to some old recruiting stuff, but it was never illegal as far as actually illegal against the law to begin with. It was against NCAA rules, which we can all agree at this point were nonsense from the start. Nonsense and non-enforceable, all those things. Jake, have you talked about Haas? Heard Kiffin really likes him and heard he may be leading the tight end room. Oh, they absolutely love him. Caught up with Joe Cox recently too, and nothing but praise for how big of an impact they think Luke Haas can make for them, the transfer tight end from Arkansas. Daquan Wright is great and leading the room as well. They really, really like him. But Luke Haas, what really stuck out to me in talking to people like Joe Cox and others in and around the program, the inline blocking, the blocking piece that he brings to that Ole Miss room from Arkansas. Yeah, they're really excited about what he can be. You've seen probably number nine running around these highlights as I've been talking. That's Luke Haas. That's Kewon Lacy. He's going to be your starting running back. But I'm telling you, Shekhi Mills Knight, 6'2", 6'3", every bit of it, 220. He's going to have a say as well, but I've been really impressed with him and really impressed with Luke Haas and that blocking component, that blocking piece. It's so critical for them and is an improvement on anything they had last year. And I hate it for Caden Priestcorn that he just couldn't, you know, get healthy, stay healthy, be 100%, because he didn't get a really full fair crack at everything. But I do think that, you know, Luke Haas will improve upon him in blocking and Daquan in blocking, and Daquan I think is ready to take that NFL step too. So good question, Jake. Luke Haas is certainly somebody that Ole Miss is excited about replacing. Yes, 70% of your starting lineup on both sides, but Luke Haas is a tenured veteran player that has played a lot of football in this league in particular, and I think he can be and will be an absolute stud. So, yeah, Luke Haas is a good player. And one thing, too, I think I read last week, Pro Football Focus, who I really enjoy reading. I like reading the analytics side of this stuff. Pro Football Focus listed Luke Haas as one of 10 tight ends to know for the NFL draft. So there's a next-level component and growth potential to watch with him as well. So good question there. If you have any questions, of course, drop them in the comments on YouTube at the Ole Miss Spirit, OmSpirit.com on my message board, OmSpirit.com, Food of On 3. Sign up today for just $1. All of you hanging out with me, man, I do this all day, every day. And that's a weird avocado. Look at that avocado, weird. Read. I do this all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, OmSpirit.com and Food of On 3. It doesn't just have to be here today. Every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m., I will be live for Talk of Champions, hoping to do a live show every single morning to get to that point, but it's going to start being more consistent at least, because we do one every day, and we try to at least, but be more consistent with the live component. And you'll definitely see me Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. and hope soon this week in Riverland, in Oxford, at the Riverland Roofing Studios, not Ben's Riverland Roofing Studios. No, not this corner of a room, an actual full-on studio we've built out at Riverland. Be on the lookout for that. A lot of fun things we're going to do, including post-game and pre-game shows and some featurey stuff as well. But the Rev Share, to close this thing out, to end this morning of what's going on in Ole Miss sports, three things Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit Ben is watching out for this week, and you need to be looking out too. Number one, all that recruiting intel that I laid out from the football side of things, including recruiting and Emmanuel Tucker's commitment, and also with the Rev Share. Yes, it's good. It's okay. It's good that there's been at least a step towards regulation of this. Otherwise, it had been unfettered capitalism. Who cares if it goes back to some traditional old recruiting things like, well, here's $100, man. Love to see you at Ole Miss. Here's $100, man. Love to see you at Mississippi State. here's $100, man. You know, like it doesn't matter because no matter what guardrails rise up, this is the first time in the history of the sport with unfettered capitalism. Just everyone said, just do what you want to do. It was a free for all. With guardrails up in any walk of life, the market will still pay out accordingly, whether it's within the framework of your rules or not. The end. And there's absolutely nothing wrong or illegal about it. Nothing shady, nothing immoral. It's stupid football. And there's nothing illegal about giving $100 to little Johnny to mow your yard. If you want to give little Johnny $100 to go kick LSU's ass, it's fine. Who cares? Stop being prudes. It's whatever. It's nice to see, though, that everyone understands, while that was always a non-issue and should have been a non-starter, but idiots in Indianapolis in suits wanted to make millions of dollars off the free labor. Now they're taking steps toward making this something that can function forever. I mean, there were talks. You don't hear about the football is dying talks anymore. And it was mostly about the concussion issues and all those things. I stood there in the IPF and watched a player get scanned for his helmet, walked around, scanned his face, scanned his head, got his full measurement to tailor their helmet specifically for them and their measurements to protect their brain. Football is on a different level now. We should treat it that way. It's not like in the old days where you'd walk into the locker room. Now, you know, you're trying out New Albany High School. At least this was late for me. And they say, Ben, try this helmet on. No, that one doesn't fit. All right, try this one on. No, that one doesn't fit. Well, that one's about right. Knock it down a little bit. All right, Ben, the available numbers are this, this, and this. You're an offensive lineman. What do you want to wear? It's either 59 or 56 for Shane Elam and Derek Burgess. I went with 59 because a buddy of mine wanted 56. It ain't like that anymore. You're assigned numbers based off of negotiations, NIL negotiations. Your helmet is scanned to fit you perfectly and protect you in all ways. This is big business. Their schedules are regimented so hard that they know exactly when to be at the weight room, exactly when to be on for volunteer workouts on the field, all that stuff. It's down to a science. They have it down to a science over there because real money's involved. Your money's involved. Fortunately, there's at least some adults in there. Everybody agrees that there needs to be something because schools are the ones that are being hit the hardest here. And now there is finally something with the rev share piece. Again, taking steps, not leaps right now. And I'm not going to complain about progress. Is it perfect? Oh, gosh, no. Is it even good? No. Is it going to be messy? Oh, yeah. But it was the wild, wild west. And at least now it's been at least civilized, or at least, you know, attempted to organize. Uncle Spurgeon, good morning from the Brandon side of the res. Good morning, Uncle Spurgeon, and welcome into the end of Talk of Champions. The review or preview, I can't even talk today. The replay of this podcast will be, of course, up on the YouTube channel of the Ole Miss Spirit, and wherever you get your podcast, will be in audio form on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. And always at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleetive on three. It's nice to see that not just Ole Miss, but college football, the sport we all love, that we were just so fed up with, is finally taking steps. And keep an eye out for Emmanuel Tucker and the football piece. It's exciting. It's getting here a lot sooner than you think. We're in the dog days, and college baseball is just not holding me over this year. I hope Murray State, man, what a great story they were, but good grief, they were never a four seed. I think that's been proven out, right? Ole Miss got screwed with his four-team draw for the Oxford Regional. Shocker. But Ole Miss also got the favor of a lifetime when John Cohen put Mike Bianco and Ole Miss in the NCAA tournament as last team in 2022, and they won their title. So this year was an encouraging step in the right direction, back to where things used to be consistently. They got to build on it, and they're hosting at least – I don't want to give out a name because I want to see if he shows up, but I was told they're hosting a Power Four pitcher as early as today. They hosted Grand Canyon's Grant Richardson last week. And that's what I have so far. A lot of names, though, I listed out as far as potential targets in a story at the Ole Miss Spirit that you can find at omspirit.com for $1. If you're not a friend, you're not a sub yet, love to have you. Come hang out with me. Come talk to me about it. I'll be back on this podcast tomorrow, certainly Wednesday for live at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. And hopefully, no, hopefully. I'm putting it on there. I'm speaking into existence. The studio I've been building out at Riverland will be open for business 9 a.m. on Wednesday. I'll be there broadcasting from it. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the NIL, name, image, and likeness space. My thanks to them. And my thanks to y'all for hanging out with me. Three things big picture things I'm watching out for with Ole Miss sports this week. And yeah, not a lot of games to talk about because out of season, baseball's done, waiting on football now. But that football intel really excited me. That stuff I saw, that stuff, the different players that I wanted to get a look at and was impressed with. Ricky Fletcher's another one from South Alabama, the cornerback that Ole Miss signed after the spring. I'd never seen him before. Great size. And I'm going to tell you guys, cornerback was a problem in the spring. TJ Banks, they think he could be something really good. He was a starter. Cedric Beavers came on, the four-star JUCO, who didn't play a lot last year, but they're counting on. Chris Graves, they really, if he could stay healthy, they like him a lot. But they needed some help, and they went and got it, and a part of that was Ricky Fletcher. He looks good, too. He's got the physical build to him. Now let's see if he could take that next step to a higher level from South Alabama and be a key piece for Ole Miss defensively. More football intel on Wednesday. More recruiting intel on Wednesday, and anything that comes up of significance, I will be here live, and I plan to do it every week from this point on, at least Monday and Wednesday mornings, 9 a.m. Ben Garrett will be live, hopefully with friends, Bradley Sal, Billy Embody, you name it. I'm hoping to be on the road, and I'll be live from 9 a.m. like, who knows, the Manning Passing Academy. A lot's planned out. I'll see you on Wednesday at the Riverland Roofing Studios in Oxford. My thanks to them. My thanks to you, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On Three. And before I go, James 1:19 reads, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." What I've learned today reading this was part of my meditation this morning. Listen more. Talk less. I'm talking to myself, but if you can take it to, if you need it to, here it is. Be good. Be honest. Don't do any harm. And tell your story. Ask me about mine because we're the church. God is good. Have a good day, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.